방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 사려고 하는 신발을 고르시오.
Look, Alice, your favorite shoe store is having a sale.
Oh, let's go in and look around.
You've been thinking about buying a pair of sneakers, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. But now it's summer. Maybe some sandals would be nice.
Well, here are some cute sandals with sunflowers on them.
Those are really cute, but they have high heels. I don't like high heels.
What about those over there?
Those are perfect for me. And look, they tie around the ankle.
They'll look really nice with the skirt you bought last month.
You're right. I hope they're on sale. Let's see.
Wow, what a bargain. Let's buy them and go get something to eat. I'm hungry.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심경 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, look, that signpost ahead says something about food.
Where? I can't see it properly.
Over there, the red signpost says food.
Oh, I'm so relieved. You know, I'm starving. It's been 6 hours since we last ate.
Okay, we found a place to eat anyway.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm not sure how much longer I could hold out.
Yes, I really want to have some good clam chowder and some garlic bread or something. I hope they have it.
You can't expect such things here. It's a rest stop. As for me, I feel like I could eat anything right now.
Okay. Uh-oh, what does it say exactly? Did that sign say next restaurant 105 miles ahead?
What? Are they crazy? That's almost 2 hours away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll drive as fast as I can.
I don't even have the strength to talk anymore.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자의 요청으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Ron Waterman. This is the online bookshop, Bookworld. Thank you for submitting an entry for the book reviewer last week. I'm calling to let you know you have been selected to write a review for The Tipping Point. Please write a review on our website by June 24th. You may freely express your thoughts about the book. Please note that the review has to be at least 200 words in length. The book will be delivered to your address within a week. If you don't receive it by next week, please call us at 080-262-5544. Thank you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 걸어 확인할 사항이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Hello, it's me. Did you close the shop?
Yes, no problem.
So you locked the back door, right? How about the trash cans?
Yes, I locked the door and emptied all the trash cans.
Did you turn off all the lights?
Yes, and I turned the ovens off as well.
Did you wipe down all the trays and vacuum the floor?
Yes, I cleaned the trays and the floor.
I don't know why I worry. You seem to have everything well in hand.
You said it.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 렌트할 자동차 대수를 고르시오.
Welcome to Holiday Car Rentals. Do you want to rent a car, sir?
Actually, I want to rent several cars. My daughter's soccer team is playing in a big tournament outside of town tomorrow. Unfortunately, the team van broke down last night.
That's too bad. How many children are on your daughter's team?
Let's see. There are 15 kids on the team.
All right. How many adults will be traveling with the team?
There'll be two assistant coaches and me.
We have two kinds of cars available. We have sedans that can carry 4 people and station wagons that can carry 6 people.
I'll take the station wagons, please.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 하고 있는 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
So, how was the food?
It was good, as usual.
That's great. By the way, could you spare just a minute or two, sir? Actually, our restaurant is doing a 100% satisfaction promotion.
Okay, what should I do?
Just fill out this questionnaire, please. It consists of 3 parts. Service, quality of the food, and others. You know, like cleanliness and price. Each part has a scale of 5 points.
Is it okay if I just circle the number here?
Exactly. If you have any particular opinions on anything, feel free to tell us by writing them on this paper.
Oh, I have one. The hamburger steak set was my favorite meal, but you don't serve it anymore. I want it back again.
Okay, could you write it down on that paper? We're always trying to create a better experience for our guests. We'll certainly consider it. Thank you.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 불평하는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How's it going with your salsa dance lessons?
Actually, I'm thinking of quitting the class.
What? You said you loved it, and you even began to learn Spanish.
Yes, I still like learning salsa, but did I tell you about my new salsa teacher, Mariana?
Yes, I heard your class got a new teacher. Is there a problem?
You know our last teacher, Sally, was very attentive and considerate. Unfortunately, Mariana's not.
I heard she's a skillful dancer, and she's won many competitions.
Yes, she dances very well, but as a teacher, she doesn't care much about the students' feelings.
Like what?
She points out my faults in front of the other students. It's so embarrassing. She just doesn't have patience, and that's exactly what a teacher needs.
Oh, that's not good. How about finding another class?
I think I'll have to.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. Are you Daniel Lohan?
Yes. What's wrong?
Do you recognize the person in this photograph?
No, I've never seen her.
She claims you stole her purse.
I never did any such thing.
Were you in the town center yesterday at 2 p.m.?
No, I was here at home watching TV.
Can anybody verify that?
Well, my wife was out, but I was here.
She's positively identified you. I'm afraid you'll have to tell that to the judge. Come with me.
I want my lawyer to meet me.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Oh, look. That's quite nice.
Are you serious?
What do you mean? I think this artist has a lot of talent.
What is it? It's hard to tell what it's a sculpture of.
Well, I think the viewer should decide what it is. It can have different meanings to each person. I think that's the beauty of it.
Well, I understand your point, but really, it looks too simple.
What's wrong with that?
It's amateurish, don't you think so? I mean, I want to see detail and craftsmanship.
But simplicity can be beautiful. It can be graceful, uncomplicated.
I'm still not convinced.
Take a step back. Now, let your imagination go. Be flexible. It's like looking at clouds. Different people see different things in the shapes of clouds.
Okay. I see your point.
10번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 내일 할 일을 고르시오.
I'm so stressed out.
What's the matter?
I've been searching the internet looking for electronic items, but it's so difficult.
Why are you looking for them now?
I move at the end of this week, and I realized all the electronic items belong to my roommate.
Why don't you go to Yongsan Electronics Market? You know, the prices there are usually cheap.
I've been there already, but those prices were higher than I thought.
Then why not buy second-hand items?
That's a great idea, but from where?
I know a great store. I can take you there tomorrow.
Oh, thanks a lot.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 사려고 하는 차를 고르시오.
What's that?
It's a brochure from a car company. I just got a raise at work, so I'm going to buy a new car.
That's great. What kind of car?
Well, I've decided on the new Falcone.
Wow, Falcones are great cars. So what's the problem?
There are 5 different models, and I can't decide which one I want.
Do you want a convertible?
Well, no, but it has to have air conditioning.
Okay, what about leather seats?
Yes, I want them. And I want a CD player, but not a DVD player.
Well, I guess you should get that one then.
You're right. Thanks for your help.
12번. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Here's how it works. For every cup of coffee or tea you buy, you get a stamp. We'll stamp your loyalty card in these spaces. You can't get a stamp for drinks other than coffee or tea, or for food items like cakes and bagels. When you have 4 stamps, you can get a size upgrade for free. And when you get 8 stamps, you can get a free cup of coffee. You can choose a cafe latte, a cappuccino, or an Americano.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. How much for this newspaper?
It's 500 won.
2. How can I help you?
I want to deposit 200,000 won.
3. Do you like playing computer games?
Yes, but not all the time.
4. I can't stand waiting any longer.
Me neither. Let's go to another theater.
5. Can I pay for this newspaper with a 10,000 won bill?
No, sorry. I don't have enough change.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, thank you. This is my first time in Korea, and I'm afraid I've gotten lost.
Well, where are you trying to go?
I told my friends that I would meet them at Lotte Department Store, but I can't seem to find it.
Oh, that's a great place. You'll have to try the ice cream there. It's amazing. Now, look here at this map.
Okay, where are we now?
We're right here heading east. You want to go south.
So, I should turn left down this road?
That's right. Then continue until you get to the intersection, and then turn right.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to get a map like this. Where can I buy one?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Carrie, I've done something terrible.
What's wrong?
I borrowed a laptop from school and I left it on the bus.
Oh, no. You know how angry Mr. Kim is going to be.
I know. I put the laptop under my seat because I was reading a book. Then I suddenly realized it was my stop, so I got off the bus quickly.
And forgot the laptop.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Okay, look. Here is my cell phone. Call the bus company. Tell them what happened and ask them to check the lost and found.
And what if they don't find it?
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, haven't we met before?
I don't think so.
You look very familiar. I'm sure we've met. Your name isn't Tom, is it?
No, my name is David.
Oh, you remind me of a man named Tom I met in Greenville.
I have a brother who lives in Greenville, but his name is Tim.
That's it, Tim. He worked for the electric company.
Yes, and did he have a big black dog?
Yes, a big black hairy dog.
That's my brother.
That explains it then. I'm sorry about the mistake.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 남자가 소녀에게 한 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
A man lived in a house with many cats. At first, he just had two cats, but they had some kittens, and then the kittens had kittens. Before he knew it, the man was sharing his house with nearly 20 cats. One day, there was a knock on his front door. When he opened it, there was a young girl standing there with a cat in her arms. She said she lived next door and had found a cat. The man apologized and explained that he already had too many cats. He couldn't possibly take another one. The girl smiled and explained to the man that the cat she had found was one of his cats. In this situation, what did the man most likely say?